You know, usually in a place like that now, they have so much food stuff and everything, and they insisted that we stay and eat lunch and help them eat up part of it. You know, and our two sons had come, the one from Birmingham and one from Carterville, had both come over there. And they had left. They had to get back to their jobs. So they ate, however, before they left, and then we took off. And it was real funny. Just as we were leaving Oak Ridge, another one of those horrible rainstorms hit, and we came through, and Claude thought he was going to have to drive off and stop there for a few minutes. But fortunately, it finally did let up, but the windshield wipers were doing no good whatsoever.
Yeah, that's
you know.
The way it was the other night.
I thought about you, and I told Claude, I said, Lord, I hope that boy didn't get caught in that rain, I'm telling you.
Well, it was kind of...
And it just hit so suddenly.
I know.
You know, I wasn't even thinking about it raining when you left here.
I was driving along the road, and all of a sudden, I thought gravels or something were hitting the car. It was big drops of rain.
Oh, I know.
And then the wind was blowing so hard that the rain was just coming across in front of the car this way.
Just in sheets.
I could play the windshield wipers.
You just didn't do any good.
But I had gotten to that park, the other side of Athens, where they've got a place you can
pull into.
And I just pulled in there and sat for a few minutes, and it let up.
Let up. Well, it let up right after we left, got out of it at Oak Ridge, and then before we got home, the sun was shining. This weather has really been something, and I'll tell you, these tornadoes have been...
What about that? What, we have 16 in Alabama?
Yes, yeah, 16 of them. And Jimmy, our oldest boy, called us from Birmingham Sunday night. Was it Sunday that all of them hit? Yeah, late. Yeah. And Sunday night, well, we had, you know, it had been so terrible. Here it had been. It had rained constantly all day long. And then it let up late in the afternoon, you know, but the clouds would gather, you know, and they'd look real like it's going to clear up, and then all of a sudden, you know, it would start over again. And we drove out then. I had prepared some food for my sister-in-law because her husband cooks, but, you know, with this right hand broken and all, so I told my husband, well, I'll fix her some. Because Wallace just looks for his sweets. He's got to have a little something sweet.
Yeah.
So I made some banana bread, and I did first one thing, then two after I got home from church, and had prepared this stuff to take out there. And we first called him and told him we didn't know whether we were going to get out there or not, because it just looked so bad, we'd just rather be at home, you know. But then it cleared up a little bit, and we went on out there and stayed for a few minutes. And we got back, and Jimmy called us then, and his wife's grandmother, she was 91 years old, and she had been seriously ill. In fact, he said that at the funeral the other day that when he got back to Birmingham, she may have passed on, you know. But anyway, when he called, and he says, Mother, are y'all all right? And I said, what do you mean, are we all right? And he said, are you all still in one piece up there? And I said, yes, we are. Why, honey? And he said, well, he said, boy, I don't know whether we're all right or not, and like that. And I said, why? What in the world's happened? He said, well, Santa Point out here and Tarrant City, and they tell me that there's pieces of mobile homes hanging up in the wires and everything else out of Tarrant City, and they're digging people out. They don't know how many's hurt and how many's been killed. And he said that he knew that it struck in Bessemer, but he didn't think that it did much damage over in Bessemer. They don't live in Bessemer. They live out Vestavia, in a new section, you know, of that area out there. Of course, he had called to tell us that Miss Singleton had passed away that morning. But he said, I want to tell you about that, too. And he said it didn't even hit down there, that it had not rained until about 5 o'clock. And said then all of a sudden the bottom dropped out.